In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of this past Advent, Christmas, Epiphany seasons, your blessings upon entering the seminary out in this new year. Lord, we pray for your consolation and your grace to open the hearts and minds of our men here in the seminary. They may embrace your providence, embrace your holy will as they continue to discern their vocation. Lord, we recognize those here who have been struggling in their faith with the life difficulty, family matters, stress and anxieties, give them peace and consolation. We're mindful of our men preparing for ordination this year. We pray that you give them the humility and peace of mind as they embrace their vocation. Lord, we ask to offer all these prayers before you through our obedience as we pray. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How often I ask us to consider St. Paul's admonition to the early Christians, take off the old man and put on Christ. I'm sure we all made our resolutions for the new year, but I ask you to discern more specifically what part of the old man is still around you that needs to be taken off. We had 12 more seminarians here since August. We pray for them. Some were asked to leave, some discerned out. We are grateful for the three new seminarians, two from Memphis, who are with us now, and we pray that those men are welcomed here at the seminary. And I thank each one of you for returning. 2018 was very difficult for the church, and in many ways our hope and God's will seen in you is what will inspire the church in the future. The work of seminary formation is very difficult. It challenges each one of you to no longer be the old man. And formation is about Jesus. It's not about you. It's not about your preferences. It is about your salvation. How do you see God saving you at Notre Dame Seminary? Your discernment, alter Christus, will you be Christ for that other, the priest of Jesus? In order to answer that question, alter Christus, Lord, are you asking me to be you in the life of the church for others? To take off the old man, to put on Christ, so that you can think with him, pray with him, live like him, love like him, serve like him. That's the goal of priestly formation. And the way God does this in Jesus teaches you how to be the best version of yourself, to be holy and completely you. Now, we do not spend the Christmas or Epiphany event here at the seminary. You're back at home. So I'd like to introduce this first conference in this new year to you under this title. I'm not asking for smirks. This title is inspired by the Polish Venerable Stefan Cardinal Wyszyński. So to our two Polish seminarians, if you remember him, he was the primate of Poland from 1948 to 1981. And this is what inspired his ministry. God wore diapers. And that's the title of this conference. As I prayed over his reflections to make it my own for priestly formation. God wore diapers, Mary teaches us how, is the full title. It was this cardinal who mentored the seminarian, John Paul II. As you may remember or recall in footage, it was when John Paul was inaugurated as Pope when the cardinals each came up to him. As he was seated in St. Peter's Square, John Paul stood up. He would not be seated as Cardinal Wyszyński embraced him. Today he's a blessed of the church as the church continues to pray for another miracle for his canonization. God Wore Diapers was his reflection on Christian anthropology in confronting communism in Poland. As I said, I'd like to translate his reflections for us here for priestly formation. I challenge you in this way. In Luke chapter 2, it notes that Mary gave birth and wrapped baby Jesus in swaddling clothes. I want to ask each of you to contemplate that reality of Mary wrapping God in a diaper. There are four formational points I'd like to ask you to consider in this conference. The first, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Take off the old man and put on Christ. The depth of formation must be incarnational. Mary wrapped God in a diaper. God in diapers means that Jesus is incarnated into the very real everyday life of us, not on a pedestal or some iconic oil painting or a postcard decoration. Seminary formation is not a dressing of a lifestyle. The PPF is not a manual. Pastoris Dabovobis is not a lofty reflection. And so I know you're praying about this. How does a seminary incarnate into his heart, into his lifestyle, into his prayer, into his thinking, into his relationships, into this community, a full, conscious, active conversion, taking away everything that does not belong to God? God in diapers is a God who dwells among us. The flesh of man, the family of man, the politics of man. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God in diapers in a manger, the result of a political decision of Caesar Augustus. God allows Jesus to share the fate of political decisions. Could have waited another year after the decree of Caesar Augustus. God in diapers reflects the political decision that takes them into Egypt. God shares in the tyranny of Herod, who kills baby children, the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Seminary formation does not remove us from those realities. We share the fate, you share the fate of this world right now. The Bethlehem of priestly formation here at Notre Dame Seminary asks you to allow Mother Mary, that this seminary is named after, to wrap you in swaddling clothes. Mary dresses seminarians in a diaper. Jesus gave Mary to the church as mother, not a title, a mother that begins her vocation with a crib. Notre Dame Seminary, taking off the old man, this is your Bethlehem. She comes to meet you here, stripped away of everything, because you're taking off the old man. What's left is your diaper. And the baptismal rite has the baby in a white garment for the adult catechumen at the Easter Vigil, wearing an alb. And the ritual recalls, put on Christ, and may you come to him in eternal life unstained. May you come to your cathedral floors with a priestly formation and a heart that is unstained. Thanks to a few of you who helped me, I celebrated a massive reparation, as I do every year, on December 31st, because you committed sins on this property. I committed sins. The priests that live here and the faculty. Sins that committed this past year, 2018, at this seminary, attempted to soil the church. That was not the intention. Thankfully, Mary dresses the church in a diaper. God will not let you, or me, profane the church. We cannot soil the church. She is indefectible. But the stinking stains of sin can be smeared all over that body of Christ. I keep this particular crucifix above my desk
because that crucifix has dirt and mud smeared on Jesus.
He was soiled because of you and I. No human waste of sin should smear the good name of Notre Dame or this church, the good name of the priesthood. And I know that you are angered by the soiling that has occurred in our church. I know that you've been disappointed in church leadership. And I know how you ask questions. How did this happen? And so I exhort you, sons of the church, to let Mary wrap you in swaddling clothes. If God wanted her to dress the baby Jesus in a diaper, can you have the humility to let God dress you, stripped of everything, taking off the old man, to be wrapped in the swaddling cloth of your baptismal garment? God in diapers, can you be man enough to allow the church to wrap you? Maybe without judgment, that the soiling in the church right now is the result of bishops and priests who forgot that God once wore a diaper. Maybe they forgot that they were once born in diapers. But it didn't begin there. Arrogance would suggest that the seminarian who does not comply with the standards of seminary formation. Pride would suggest the seminarian who remains cynical, dismissive of embracing Mother Church now at Notre Dame Seminary. It starts with the small things, dismissing the importance of academic standards, the mediocrity of meeting low standards. Seminarians who will escape this community as much as possible, lunch, dinner, that mediocrity attempts to soil the church. And those seminarians and priests bring human waste into the church because they do not think they need to be wrapped by Our Lady in a swaddling cloth. And so I say to myself, and I say to you, let Mary wrap you in a swaddling cloth. God was dressed in a diaper by her. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Number two, from diapers to cassocks. I rarely wear a cassock, by the way, for a rector's conference, so. The career and vocation of every man begins in a diaper. Even if today he's dressed in a presidential garment, a uniform of the Rams or Patriots, the medals of an officer, the mitre of a pope, the tiara of a queen, they all once wore a diaper. Man in his arrogance tries to shed those diapers of dependence. Man rejects God. He rejects his own humanity. He aborts his children. He transgenders into another sex. He will divorce himself from marriage. He will reject the religion of God. He will rewrite the commandments of God. He will Protestantize the Roman Church. Man rejects the diaper of being a child of God when he says, to such as these, the kingdom of God belongs. Dependence on God is rejected. Our nation today, with Martin Luther King, recognizing that discrimination and the promotion of racism against one class of people to make another class of people feel better, superior, kill the Jews, enslave the African, discriminate against the black. He told us that he had a dream. It's no more than the dream of God. And God's dream he chose began in a crib. He wanted the world to see that his dream began in that crib. And the baby Jesus teaches us, as he and that baby is reaching out to his mother, Mary, that man is capable, more than that, it's necessary for man to reach out to mother, to God. The Blessed Virgin Mary remained a virgin. She lost nothing in birthing Jesus. She was empowered to dress God in a diaper. She began to fully realize in her own humanity the destiny of her life. She lost nothing and gained everything as she was asked to live out her initial vocation. Seminarians must reject pride of self-arrogance. Man says no to the diaper. He refuses to be fed by God. Even a recent reflection, he now wants to even receive that Eucharist in his own hands to feed himself. He does not want to be fed by the church. He wants to take his own destiny in his own hands. God teaches us the humility of starting our path to salvation wearing nothing but a diaper. So think of your discernment. Are you more concerned about how you feel, your comfort, your schedules, your workload, your papers? When's my next day off? When's the free weekend? Might even complain about the condition of a retreat center. Me, me, me. I want to be comfortable. Does that way of thinking impact your discernment? God was dressed in a diaper. Do we reject our dependence on Him? From diapers to cassocks, the priest who wears a cassock has the humility that he once wore a diaper to. His cassock, his clerics, represent a man who has allowed himself to be stripped of all worldly lore. He has resisted the temptation of self-determination. He has resisted his reliance on the world supplying his meaning and identity. I know myself only what the world can offer to me. No, that priest has detached himself from the very ideologies that man believes is what feeds him. No, for the priest, the cassock is his diaper. The seminarian in formation, therefore, wants to give himself to God with nothing, and God will clothe you, beginning in that baptismal garment. God wants to clothe you with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And yes, we come from the world. Man is not separated from this world. Your vocation is to be lived within it. The seminarian comes from the world. He comes from Georgia Tech. He served in the military. He graduated from LSU. He was married and has children. He's earned large paychecks. He would be a great husband and father. He's well educated. But when he comes into the seminary, he prayerfully and spiritually stands in Bethlehem with Mary and asks her to wrap him in a swaddling cloth. In Jesus, who gives us a whole new life. This is not allegorical language. The priest is ordained alter Christus. And the journey for Jesus begins in the crib. Why would it not begin for you? He must put on Christus totus, all of Christ. Not just some of Jesus. He must put on all of Christ. And Mary will teach us how to do it. The priest who wears a cassock once wore the diaper of formation, where he allows Mary to dress him in trust and humility. With no judgment or no meaning behind these questions, but to the T3 and to the T4 men. Have you been purified of your arrogance, pride, and selfishness? Again, not to be flippant, but do your diapers need to be changed before you put on that cassock? Let Mary change your final pre-ordination diapers. Don't stink up the priesthood or the diaconate. There are too many priests and bishops who have attempted to soil the priesthood of Jesus. They forgot that God wore diapers. They forgot that their own needed changed. They forgot to let Mary wrap them in a swaddling cloth. Number 3, the dignity of Mary Mother, the dignity of Holy Mother of the Church. God has entrusted to Holy Mother Church the mysteries of salvation to the priesthood. Mary is the mother of priests. And she teaches us how to wrap now God in a diaper. She first wraps us, and Now she's going to teach us how to wrap God. The incarnation of the Word of God is the body of Christ, and she held a baby, newborn king in her arms, and she wants you to hold that body of Christ in your arms. She wants you, like the Pietà, to hold a dead son. From the manger to Calvary, totus Christus, she will teach you how to hold Christ. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. From that diaper to the cross, from the cassock to the chasuble. The dignity of Mary's motherhood teaches the priest how to be a good father. Her motherhood complements your fatherhood. You will be a father to your people. You must know how to change their diapers. In the anointed hands of a priest, the priest holds the victim of Jesus, hostia, in his hands. Jesus, now hanging on the cross, with all due respect and sacredness, is now wearing an adult diaper. He is nothing but blood all over him. He is soiled with the human waste of sin, including our own. And the stench of this world is wrapped all over his body. The stench of today's world, sons, you must be able to confront. God expects you to be man enough and fatherhood enough to be able to embrace this. God dressed, hanging on that cross in the adult diaper. He's crowned with the scorn of this world. He's dressed in a purple cloak where man said no to him. He's crucified with man's envy, because we'll never become God. There's nothing that we can do to become God, and we're envious of him. We sliced into his side. Man kills God in a diaper, and we laugh at the foot of the cross. Man thinks he can now control God because we killed him. The priest holds in his sacred, anointed hands, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb. We do so wearing a chasuble. From the diaper to the cassock to the chasuble. Mary teaches how the priest is to wear that chasuble, that new swaddling cloth. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the priest dresses the altar of God. And if you have a good MC, Ryan will be next to you. With prayer, with ritual, with incense, using your bare hands. Now that priest, in the swaddling cloth of the chasuble, lifts up the God Jesus. We learn from Mary, as Mother of God and Mother of Man, Theotokos, Mary is handling the sacred and the human all at the same time. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. She is human, and she handles the sacred with her own bare hands, with the love of a mother. She wraps and changes the diaper of God as a labor of love. It's a dirty job, and she does not complain or gripe. She teaches the priest how to be humble, yet deliberate. How can a priest handle dirty jobs? Sacred jobs in ministry. The chasuble is not a decoration. It's our mantle to change the diapers of this world, to hold up the unbloodied victim of Jesus. We feed the people with our bare hands with the body and blood of Jesus. Our garment is one that represents the motherhood of the church. Jesus gave Mary to John hanging on the cross while he was wearing this adult diaper. Not a coat, chasuble, or fiddleback. We wear those vestments because our hands are not worthy as hers are. It requires us to cover our humanity. Yes, with anointed hands. We'll never be as worthy as she is, but she'll teach us how to do it. John the Baptist was the first to make that note. I'm not even worthy to touch his sandals. What makes us worthy to lift up the body and blood of, to feed God's people, when John wasn't even worthy to touch his sandals? Mary makes us worthy because God gave her to us. With her bare sacred hands, she dressed God in a diaper. And yes, the vestments we don reflect that we are only worthy because of her. Mary is God's gift to us. His majestic gift of Mary was not presented on a throne, was presented on his throne at the cross. Not in a decree of parchment, not with accolades of regality. No, he gave her to us wearing the same diaper. She now teaches us how to do the same. She will teach you men how to put that chasuble on. But she expects you, first of all, in humility, to remember, always remember, that you too once wore a diaper. Number four. In diapers, priests live the new evangelization. As you know, the central message of Jesus' preaching is that the kingdom of God is here, not there, here. And the manifestation of the kingdom of God did not begin with a manifesto, a social contract, a presidential decree, an act of Congress, or a State of the Union. The feast of the Epiphany that we celebrated not long ago. God wearing a diaper is what the three kings saw in the beginnings of this kingdom of God which is here. A newborn king revealing himself, not in Buckingham Palace or the White House. Where did those three kings experience that the kingdom of God is here? In a stable with sheep, ox, cows, donkeys, and asses. He would ride into Jerusalem sitting on an ass. And those stable animals were not wearing diapers. Those three kings experienced God in a diaper, surrounded by animals who were not. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, dwelling among the stink of this world. What priest thinks that he's absolved of that? Riding on an ass to proclaim the kingdom. Man now sees that Isaiah's prophecy would come true. Quote, "The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its owner's manager." Yes, because the king of creation lies among the stinking animals. He lies down with the lambs of Bethlehem. He is the lamb. He's the lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that lamb, taking away the sins of the world, wore a diaper. The stink and the stench of the manger is where God wanted the world to first meet Jesus. The frankincense, the myrrh, the gold, it couldn't take the stench away. Now the manger of Calvary, Christ is lying elsewhere. He's lying between two thieves, dressed in another diaper. One will be saved, the gift of salvation to the world. These are the animals where the priest is called to be with us. His button-down cassock, glancing through the vestment catalogs, purchasing his chalice, all necessary. But from there, the priest who wears diapers is to lie among the animals that God wants to be saved. The stink of heroin addiction, the stink of porn, those who practice homosexuality, reeking of booze, comforts himself in wealth and materialism, may suffer from mental illness, confused about their gender, they'll kill their unborn, discriminate against their sister and brother, whose liberalism and progressivism, while still calling themselves Catholic, dare to receive Holy Communion. The baby Jesus is dressed in that diaper, lying with animals, taking on the stench around him. And he'll sit on that ass, heading to Calvary. The Notre Dame Seminary priests that I know we all want to be formed in will want to be able to be immersed among God's people, to save them and to lead them. Ecce Agnus Dei. He lifts up the victimhood of Jesus. He himself has taken on the world. He is in the deep waters of man. A priest who cannot leave that sanctuary and go into the deep waters of man needs his diaper changed. The grace of God prepares us to seek out those lost sheep. Today we call it the new evangelization. If you think about it, it was at the end of his earthly ministry that Jesus instituted his priesthood in the Eucharist. He first formed a community. I think often of St. John Vianney, who spent hours and hours and hours and hours in his confessional. Where did he go first when he went into ours? He went to saloons and cabarets to introduce himself, to let the people know who he was, so that when he was in that confessional, they knew where to go. Yes, the three kings, they first sought out Christ, accompanied by signs. Now, Christ the King personally leads us to Calvary. He shows us the way, and he will personally show the disciples the way. Lifted high on the cross, we see beyond the bloody, bruised body of Jesus to our Savior and our Lord. What began in the crib moves to the cross. We cannot start with the cross unless each of us have first started our formation in the crib. And this is your crib. This is Bethlehem. This is where you're to be stripped down to nothing and clothed by Mary in her mantle and the swaddling clothes that can only come from God. And then, yes, donned with the armor of salvation, the priestly vestments, you now then are able to feed the people of God, to move amongst them, to know the smells of their suffering, and then to save them as altar Christus. In conclusion, then, those 4 points. Formation must be incarnational. You cannot wear a cassock unless you have first worn the diaper. You must respect the dignity of Holy Mother Mary and Holy Mother the Church in order, number 4, to take on the stench of the new evangelization. Let us praise the Lord. That concludes my reflections.